Oh, thank you for letting me be the first one to visit you after the open reopened.
好，非常感谢大家给我这个机会，成为首个在你们实体聚会之后造访的人。
And especially, I'm so thank you, honored to preach to the whole congregation together.
那我非常的荣幸能够跟全会众一起今天来分享我的信息。
Because I always thinking that the, you know, the miracle of 5 bread, 2 fish.Probably will be very difficult to happen in today's setting.
因为我在想呢，五米二鱼的奇迹在今天的这个状况里面可能很难发生。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
没有小孩。
Yeah.
因为没有小孩。
So we always the preaching just to adults. So when Jesus come, the miracle won't happen because children are around.
那我就在想说，对啊，当耶稣再来的时候，如果没有小孩子，这些这个奇迹都不会发生。
So I'm so thankful that today we can be all together.
所以我非常的感激今天啊，大人孩子们都聚集在一起。
So together we can think about and learn about what is God's heart for generations.
所以呢，我们今天既然聚在一起，我们可以一起来思考，说到底神对整个世代的计划，他的心意是什么
？Only a few verses.So I'm going to read in English first, and sister can read in Chinese later, right? Okay, Genesis 18:7-19. Oh, if you read English, you can read with me together, right? Genesis chapter 18:17-19. This is the word said, "The Lord said, should I hide from Abraham what I am about to do, seeing that Abraham should surely become a great nation and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth should be blessed?For I have chosen him that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised.、
那么詹牧师刚刚分享的信息来自于创世纪18:17-19。耶和华说：“我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。”我拣选他，为要叫他，命令他的子孙和后代家属遵行耶和华的道，秉行公，秉公行义，使耶和华所应许亚伯拉罕的话都实现了。
Let's pray again.
让我们低头祷告。
Father God, we thank you for your word.
神，亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的话语。
And not only for one generation.
不只是对一个时代。
For all generations to come.
而是对所有将来的时代。
May we listen and obey today.
愿我们今天能够聆听并且回应。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, today we're going to have some interaction. Okay, what is Switzerland famous for?
今天呢，我们要跟听众有些互动哦。那我要问大家说，瑞士是以什么闻名的
？Watch.
Okay.
表，手表。
You have one. Okay.
有没有呢
？What else?
还有什么呢？瑞士闻名的
cheese,
okay. Oh, the
瑞士起司
okay. The young man, what is it? Chocolate. Yes.
瑞士的巧克力
Chocolate. Now watch. Okay. What else?
Ski.
Ski or scenery. Okay.
啊，滑雪
What else? 啊
Bank.
Yes.
瑞士的银行
Money is very important. Yeah.
钱很重要
Okay. What else?
还有吗？
Oh, neutrality on the status, yes.
它是一个中立国。
Okay.
瑞士刀。
啊 ，pass the gun.
还有瑞士小刀。
But before that, that's one I think probably you won't know. You know that Swiss.
Oh.
Their guard is only one. They can. They are the only one can protect Pope.
啊，他们呢是唯一保护这个罗马教皇的卫队是来自于瑞士的。
But yet, that's what I'm going to mention about.The Swiss knife.
但是我要现在提的呢，是大家都知道的瑞士的军刀。
Anyone has one?
大家有吗
？Oh, no wonder. Yeah, I have one.
我也有一个。
But do you know which company makes this?
大家知道是哪家公司制造这个瑞士军刀的吗
？Yeah, usually you don't pay attention.
啊，大家可能没有注意哦。
This is a Victorian knife.
那么这个是著名的这个卫士名企卫士。
It is a family business.
这个是一个家族企业。
The current CEO is already the first generation CEO.
目前他们在公司的营运长已经是家族的第四代。
So when people interviewed him, he said, as a family, we do not think in quarters, we think in generations.
所以当他接受媒体访问的时候，他说，作为一个家族，我们思考不是每个季度的问题，而是每个世代的问题。
So this company started in 1884.
所以这家公司是在1884年开始。
And before he became CEO, he learned starting with his father for many, many years.
在他成为营运长之前，他跟随他的父亲已经学习了很多年。
So if the secular company realized the importance of generations, how about our Lord?
所以，如果一个这个属世的公司都能够明白这个世代传承的重要性，那么我们的主又是怎么想
？The verse we just read, God chose Abraham and said, "One condition, one orders for you is to you need to command your children and your children after you."
那么创世纪里提到了说神拣选亚伯拉罕是为了要叫命令他的子孙和后代家属遵行耶和华的道秉公行义。
I know many of us, you became a Christian in this country, you are the first generation Christian.
我明白说你们很多当很多人呢是在美国信主的是第一代的基督徒。
But God's blessing not only just for you.
但是神对你们的祝福不是只有对你哦。
God wants you to pass the blessingTo your children and the children to come.
那神要你呢，把他的这个祝福传承到你的孩子，甚至是未来的世代的。
And so the God's promise to you will be fulfilled.
所以神对你的承诺可以实现。
So we are all connected together, so God's promise can be fulfilled.
所以呢，我们都其实连接在一起的，所以神他的我们的承诺才可以实现。
So every generation matters.
所以每一个世代都非常重要。
Too often we forget about that. I received blessing. It's great. And because I wasn't a Christian when I was young, so it's okay for my children. They don't know God when they're young.
所以呢，有时候我们会想说啊，我从神得到的祝福很棒啊。可是因为我年轻的时候也不是基督徒，所以如果我的孩子现在很小，不认识神也没关系。
But when you become a Christian, you have a special responsibility to.Teach your children God's command.
可是呢，当你成为一个基督徒之后，其实你是有责任要教导你的孩子有关于神的。
When you look at Genesis, this word in Hebrew called toledot, 世代这个词。
世代 ，OK， 这个在希腊犹太
希伯来语，
希伯来语是世代的意思。
So when you read Genesis, these words generations keep on repeating.
所以当我们在读创世纪的时候，这有关于世代这个词不断的重复出现。
Chinese sometimes translate different words, so it's hard to see. But in English, it's always generations.
那么因为中文的译本常常有时候用不同的这个文字，所以但是在英文它一直很连贯的使用的是世代。
So you see, this is the book for Adam, the book for Noah, this is the book for Noah's children.
所以大家读创世纪的时候，看到讲到亚当的世代，用同样的词，用讲到挪亚的后代，还有讲到挪亚的儿子们，都是用同样的
世代。So toledot, God care for each toledot.
所以他一直重复的使用了 toledot 这个 generation 世代这个词。所以神关切的是不同每一个世代。
Especially when you look at the genealogy of Jesus.
尤其是当我们来看耶稣的家谱的时候
啊 ，That's usually we just skip it, right?
通常我们读到那里的时候，我们常常就跳过去。
But this is so important. You think about it. If one generation missed, then Jesus won't be able to be born.
但是呢，这个家谱其实非常重要，因为只要当中有一个世代是缺失的，耶稣根本就没有办法诞生。
Give you some Bible quiz. Do you know which gospel talk about Jesus' genealogy?
大家知道我给大家做个测验，大家知道是谁在谈这个耶稣的家谱吗
？Which gospel？
哪一本书
？Oh, this this little girl. Very good. Matthew,
Book of Matthew.
Okay, do you know Book of Matthew? They trace the Jesus up to who? Who is the first one？
大家知道在马太福音里面追溯到耶稣的先祖，追溯到了谁的身上吗
？You know？Anybody know? Okay. Not yet.
Okay.
in Matthew, trace up to Abraham.
在马太事实上追溯到了亚伯拉罕这个时代。
But there's another genealogy in the gospel. Which one?
但是呢，还有另外一本书谈到了耶稣的祖父，哪一本？
Not Mark. Look. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Put a look and the trace to back the room.
那么在路加福音里追溯到了哪一个人呢？
亚当。
Adam.
对，
yes.
追溯到了亚当。
Isn't that amazing? Can you trace your genealogy back to Adam? Do you have a record?
你可以追溯到你的家谱到亚当吗？你有记录吗？
But Jesus has.
但是耶稣有。
I believe that that's what God wants to show that genealogy generation is so important.
这是神要向我们显示说，这个家族的谱系是多么的重要。
You see the Bible generally repeat, I'm the God of the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
大家看到在圣经里面不断提到说神，这个神是亚伯拉罕、以撒跟这个雅各的神。
When Moses asked Pharaoh, said, "Let my people go."
当摩西跟这个法老说，让我的同胞去吧。
Pharaoh and Moses keep on bargaining. First, Pharaoh said, "All right, just you, and I'll go."
他们那两个人，法老跟摩西，不断的在这个在这个讨价还价。首先，法老说好，那你们这个成年人去吧。
But Moses said, "No, we want anybody. We will go with our young and old. We will go with our son and daughters."
但是摩西说不，我们要和我们的老的、少的、儿子、女儿都要同去。
Too often, I feel like maybe too many adults just think, "Okay, we can just go outside to worship. The children let them decide themselves."
有的时候，我们成年人会说，好啊，我们来崇拜主。会让我们下一代自己决定他们要干什么。
But Moses knows the importance of the whole congregation, young and old.
但是摩西非常明白说，整个世代不管老少都是重要的。
You know those pilgrims who came to America.
大家知道来到美国的这一些朝圣者吗？
Where did they come from?
他们从哪里来的？在大家回答刚会中说是从英国来的。
But actually.They travel to other countries before they come to America.
但是事实上，这些呢，朝圣者在来到美国之前，是从英国先跑到了其他的国家去。
Yeah.
是到了Netherlands. 荷兰。
And that's their home, Leiden, the home of pilgrims in the Netherlands.
那么，所以在荷兰的莱顿有一个天路客，他们在荷兰有家。
They have religious freedom there.
他们在那里享有宗教自由。
But why they still want to let the priest and come to America?
那么为什么他们还要不辞辛劳的从荷兰跑到美国来？
Why?
为什么？
Because they found out their children started to be conformed to the Netherlands. They don't speak English anymore, and they've been taken away from the Lord.
他们发现呢，因为到了荷兰之后，他们的孩子不会再说英文了，而且慢慢的远离了神。
So they decided they need to move to America.
所以他们决定呢，他们要再次的迁移到美国来。
So from this also let us know that the important idea of the passing on our faith to the next generation.
所以从这个故事，我们学到说，把我们的信仰传承到下一代非常重要。
You know, Satan knows God's word very, very well.
因为撒旦也非常明白神的话语。
I often think about that if Satan wanted to take Bible as SAT.
我当时常常在想说，如果呢，撒旦要参加 SAT， 有关于圣经的 SAT 考试的话
，He will get 100.
他可能会得到100。
Not 100, that he will get full score, right?
可能是拿到了四个满分。
But he knows in order to twist it.
他因为太了解神的话语，然后所以知道怎么样可以来扭曲神的话。
So we see the rise of the me generation.
所以呢，我们看到了一个有关于我的世代的崛起。
And we talk about our me generation. We think about the younger generation, right?
当我们想到这个所谓我的世代时，我们常会想到就是这个年轻的世代。
But it started from the older generation.
但是像这个我世代是从上一个老的世代。
1976.
从那1975-76年就开始。
So this is the New Yorker magazine said we are now in the mid-decade, seeing the upward roll of the third great religious wave in American history, and this one had the mightiest, holiest.Role of all the beat that goes me.
当时呢，在《纽约客》的杂志上就这么写到说，我们现在正处于我年代中， 看到了美国历史上第三次伟大的宗教浪潮的上升趋势，而这个浪潮是最强大、最神圣的浪潮，它的节拍就是我、我、我、我。
So this is like a wave, and we're coming stronger and stronger. So up to 2030, we see the me generation.
所以呢，这就像是一个浪潮一样，一次比一次的浪更大，然后一拍接着一拍，一直到了这个2030，我们就看到了这个我世代的诞生。
There's a book called Generation Me.
那么有一本书就叫做《我世代》。
It's not a Christian book. It's written by a professor in San Diego.
那么这不是一本基督徒的书，它是由圣地亚哥的一位教授他写。
But she described the current situation very, very well.
但他在书中对于这个现况的描写非常的传神。
And just look at the title.
大家来光是看这
个。Why today's young Americans are more confident, assertive, entitled, and more miserable than ever before?
他在这里问到说，为什么今天美国的年轻人比以前更有自信、独断、有特权，却比以前更悲惨
？This generation has never known a world that put duty before self.
这个世代的人从来没有认识过一个把他的职责优先放在自己的世界。
I want to ask, especially young people, what usually, if you're not a Christian or even a Christian, what is the purpose of your life?
我现在要问我们的年轻人哦，不管你是基督徒或不是基督徒，你生命的目的是什么？
Anyone?
有人要回答吗？
Yeah.
要发财。
Oh, be rich. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Yes, this is when I was reading this book.
当我在读这本书的时候
A high schooler from my youth school came to my home.
那么有一个我们的青年团体的高中生来到我家。
So I'm going to test what this book said.
所以呢，我就想要试一试这本书里面所说的话。
I said, Johnny, come.
我说，哎 ，Johnny， 过来。
What's the purpose of your life?
你的生命的目标是什么
？And you know what he said?
你知道他怎么说吗
？Be happy.
我要快乐啊。
And exactly what that's what the book said. The most important thing is how you feel.
这个答案呢，就正像这本书里面谈到的，很多年轻人他们最重要的目标就是要你的感觉跟感到快乐。
And so her book said, if all our effort is want to be happy, then we should be happier now.
如果说我们整个追求的人生目标就是要快乐，那我们现在不是应该更快乐吗
？But in contrary, her study they said, when you want to put all effort to yourself, actually you.It's opposite, or the growing tendency to put self first lead to a thorough freedom, but this also create enormous pressure to stand alone. This is the dark side of the focus on the self. When we are fiercely independent and self-sufficient, our disappointment looms large because we have nothing else to focus on.
事实上呢，当我们专注于自己快乐的时候，得到的结果往往是相反的。就像这里说，自我优先。日益增长的趋势呢，导致我们没无与伦比的自由，但是也造成了我们巨大的压力，要自己去独自承受。这就是关注在自我的一个缺点，因为当我们非常独立跟自给自足的时候，我们的失望就会越来越大，因为我们没有其他的东西可以关注。
Isn't it interesting?
是不是很有趣的结论
？If you really you just all focus yourself, want to be happy, but actually you're not going to be happy.
如果说我们完全就专注在自己身上，说我要快乐快乐，但事实上可能结果是相反。
And she also studied the different generations, what's their situation?
她也呢在不同的世代当中做研究，看看他们的状况。
And she found out during the World War I and World War II, even the Great Depression, people are happier than now.
他呢？研究结果居然发现，在第一次大战跟第二次世界大战，虽然那时候他们面临严重的经济衰退，那两个世代的人比现在的人还要快乐。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗
？Because you find out back then people don't live for themselves.
因为在那两个世代的人，他们不是为自己而活。
When they live for others, they're happy.
当他们为别人而活的时候，他们快乐。
So you see, now our young people.The teen depression anxiety. Why the kids are not all right?
事实上呢，我们现在看到，我们现在周边的年轻人常常活在这个有忧郁症跟焦虑当中啊。那为什么这些孩子会过得不好呢
？Bible already warns us.
圣经已经对我们提出过警告。
He said this is the last day that will come with difficulties, and one sign of that is that for people will be lover of self.
因为提摩太后书里面第三章这么说到，你该知道末世必有艰难的日子来到，那使人会专爱自己。
So Satan wants to divide the generation and conquer each generation.
因为撒旦要把每一个世代分开来，好一个一个的征服。
So you see, actually now, every generation not happy because we lost the connection.
所以你也可以看到，现在几乎每一个世代人都不快乐，因为呢，我们中间失去了连接。
So we need to reconnect.
所以我们非常需要的重新连接。
Before I became a full-time pastor, I was a computer programmer.
那么在我成为牧师之前呢，我是在做电脑的这个工程师。
And we know we all want to have our computer very powerful.
那我们也知道说，当我们把不同的电脑连接在一起的时候，
那也 just want our computer be more powerful.
我们要我们的电脑变得更为强大。
So you know you have a personal computer.
所以每个人都有个人电脑。
But if you want to be more powerful, you have a mini computer.
那么如果你要变得更强大，你会有一个迷你电脑吗？
And if you want to work on this, you have a super computer.
事实上你要变得更强大，你要有一个超级电脑。
But that would be very expensive. Nobody has the power of money to buy that.
但是一个超级电脑非常昂贵，没有人有钱可以买到一个超级电脑。
But that's another way you can have great power from the computer.
但是呢，有另外一个方法可以创造出一个超级电脑。
They call cluster computing.
那么这个叫做说计算机之间的那个集群。
So if you put every personal computer together will live with one purpose, the power going to be greater than the supercomputer.
所以呢，如果你把不同的计算机连接在一起，变成一个集群，它们整个产生的那个能量呢，事实上就几乎比一个超级电脑还要强大。
So the connection can create a great power.
所以呢，连结是可以产生很大的能力。
So we often think that the church exists to prepare the next generation to fulfill God's purpose.
所以我们以前常常想说呢，教会存在是说准备下一代要实现上帝的旨意。
But we should have a new thinking that the church is partnership of generations to fulfill God's purpose in their time.
但事实上呢，教会应该是连接各个世代，在他们的时代上实现上帝的旨意。
So then, how should we connect?
那么我们要如何连接在一起
？I just going to quickly bring some way I thought about it that we can connect.
那么我就很快的提一下，我思考过认为可以把大家连接在一起。
First, we need to connect with God's word.
首先，我们要重新跟神的话连接在一起。
Look at the verse here that said.Abraham is supposed to command to teach children, his children to keep the way of the Lord.
那么创世纪里他提到说，我拣选他，我要叫亚伯拉罕命令他的子孙和后代家属遵行耶和华的道。
I know very often as we Chinese parents, we want our children to follow my own way.
我很明白说，作为这个中国的父母，我们常常要我们的孩子呢照我们的方式来做。
But here God said.It's not your way, God's way.
那但这里神跟我们说，不是你的方式哈，是神的道。
If you want to know God's way, then you need to read God's word, right?
如果你要知道神的道，那你一定要读神的话。
But unfortunately, we have the scandal of biblical illiteracy.
但很不幸的是呢，很多人都有圣经文盲的这个问题。
My professor, my principal for my seminary, he wrote this article and said we have a problem with that we.Anybody has a Bible, but nobody reads it.
我呢，在这个神学院的教授写过这么一篇文章，提到说我们有一个很大的问题，我们都有圣经，可是没人读圣经。
Let me just ask, who can name the first four books of the New Testament?
大家可不可以举出圣经新约里面的前四本书？
Oh, what's the name? What's the name?
马可福音、路加福音、
One more.Very good. Oh, what's wow?
Yeah, KK.
Wow, your name's KK. Wow, great. Wow. You already above 50% now.
你已经在50%以上
了。One other thing is, who preached the Sermon on the Mount?
Sermon on the Mount.
登山宝训是谁讲的？
登山宝训是谁说的？
Who preached the sermon? Sermon on the Mount.
是谁？
You know what's Sermon on the Mount?
你知道登山宝训是什么吗？
Yeah, so who preached that?
是耶稣。
Jesus, yes. And you know, during this sermon, there's many young people thought that was preached by Billy Graham.
他们很多在这个调查当中，很多年轻人回答说，以为是那个格里汉牧师跟大家传讲。
Okay, now this is the top one. Who are Sodom and Gomorrah?
那索多玛跟俄摩拉是什么？
Oh, you thank God. You know, they're the city destroyed by God, right?
大家知道是城市是被神所毁灭的两个城市。
But then, during this question survey, they said many young people thought they are the couple.
那么在这个调查当中呢，很多年轻人回答说他们是一对夫妻了。
No wonder that young people today they accept homosexual is okay.
所以难怪今天很多年轻世代的人说这个同性恋是没有关系。
Because they thought Sodom and Gomorrah can live happy after that, right?
所以因为他们以为说索多玛和俄摩拉可以从此过着幸福快乐的日子。
So in his article, he really raised this on one that this is a big problem for Christians.
所以他在这个文章里提到说，这是基督徒现在面临最大的问题。
And to fix it is not to hire, get a supercomputer.Get a very active youth pastor, but to parent or parent to teach God's word at home.
所以呢，要来这个改变这样的这种状况呢，不是去获得一个超级计算机，或者是去雇佣一个这个青年的牧师，而是父母要在家里一对一的来教导孩子圣经。
I know every year we say, "Oh, we're going to read through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation in one year, right?"
我们当中很多人就是说做决定要从这个创世纪读到了启示录。
But very often when we out of the Egypt, we die in the wilderness.
但很常常呢，我们一旦出了埃及就死在旷野。
Why?
为什么呢？
After the Exodus, which book?
因为你知道在创世纪之后马上进入了哪一本？
小智多吗？
出列文
神。
So after the Exodus, what's the book after?Leviticus. That's where we die in the wilderness, right? So, all right, next year start again. But every year is die in the wilderness. But amazingly, because pandemic, as I started a Bible devotion in English with young people and parents.
那么很庆幸的呢，是在这个疫情期间呢，我开始了一个线上的查经班，让孩子跟父母一起参加。
And it's from March 2020 up to today, we still keep going.
那么从这个2022年的三月到现在，一直都还在持续。
And I had one section in the morning at the car, the other one is at 5 p.m.
那么一个是在早上八点，一个是下午五点开始。
And some young kids has been learning with me for over the year.
那么有一些年轻人已经跟着我学了很多年。
So this is one of the testimony I'm going to show you.
这是其中的一个见证。
Okay.
So when I joined the first team meeting, I didn't even have my yes title. I kind of just listen and see how other kids answer questions into the titles. Then I started having so much fun highlighting and underlining words and making notes. This made me so much closer to God and seeing his ways. He is the loving and merciful and faithful God. I started noticing the details of every story. Before I kind of just knew like the basic stories, are very detailed Bible stories like Adam and Eve and Noah's Ark. Then I realized there's more to that, like how the tabernacle was built, the specific years that David reigned in Israel, and many others. I started learning new things and having a more descriptive title for specific verses. And a lot of people may think that the book Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Numbers are boring, but I learned so many interesting facts. It's just so cool. A lot of kids and teenagers are older than me, and I always like listening to the reason of why they chose their verses. I love these devotions, and I usually join two devotions a day, one before school, and the other before dinner. I've learned a lot and have created a new passion in reading the Bible. Then I also joined the worldview class, which made me learn even more. Things about sin, society, and different isms, like spiritualism, theism, and the other stuff. Although we may think that COVID-19 is terrible, God uses pandemic so that we can all gather in Zoom all over America and the world and read his words with Pastor Lenny.
Doesn't mean I want you all join, but I just feel that that's some way I want to help increase parents. It would be even better if you do it at home with your own children.
那么我不希望大家都加入我，但是我是要给大家做一个这个示范讲解说，怎么样儿女跟父母可以一起来读圣经，甚至在自己的家里都可以做。
Every day.
每一天。
We do this Monday to Friday.
我们从礼拜一到礼拜五这样子。
That is was amazing. Actually, after 3 months, I just want to demonstrate for 3 months, but those kids don't want to stop.
那么事实上呢，我刚开始就打算进行三个月哦，但是到三个月结束，孩子们他们都说不要停，要继续。
So we do have this desire for the word of God.
所以呢，我们要没有那个，我们要那个对神话的渴望。
Second, we need to connect with the biblical worldview.
那么另外就是说呢，我们要跟圣经的世界观连接在一起。
Just as said that we have two commitments as a Christian.
那么事实上我们作为基督徒呢应该有两种不同的这个承诺。
One is God's word, the other is God's word.
一个是关于
God's word is God's word.
一个是神的话，一个是神的世界观。
But how do we connect?
那么我们要怎么样可以跟他们连接呢？
He said to live under the word in the world.
也就是要按照神的话在世上生活。
And that is the biblical worldview.
那么这就是圣经的世界观。
I just talked about yesterday, so I'm not going to go into this detail.
那么因为昨天我已经说了很多，今天就不再详细的说。
So next we need to connect with our life.
另外一个就要重新来连接我们的生活。
Especially I'm so glad here we have many grandparents here.
那我很高兴今天看到有很多的是祖父母在我们当中。
So first we need to connect our stories.
那么很重要的第一个就是我们要把我们的故事，我们生活的故事连接在一起。
Psalm 71 said, "So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come."
因为诗篇怎么说？神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
So grandparent, you still have a job to do.
所以呢，祖父母们，你们都还有工作要做。
You know, in Bible, all these holidays, feasts, this is God used the setting for parent or grandparent to pass on the story.
因为呢，在圣经里面，神利用每一个节期呢，让父母、祖父母能够把他们的故事世世代代的传下去。
For example, the Passover, when they do this dinner, and then the children ask, what does that mean? You know, okay, then the parent, you start talking about all this the story from the Exodus.
因为当他们在过逾越节的时候，大家聚在一起吃饭，孩子们就会问说，我们为什么要庆祝逾越节呢？父母就有一个机会可以把他们出埃及的故事讲解传承。
So what Rabbi said, the calendar of the Jew is his character.
所以呢，有一位拉比这么说，他说犹太人的日历就是他们的教理问答。
And this story found is that the more a child understands his family, the better he can face challenges.
那么有一句话是这么说的：一个孩子如果对他的家族历史了解的越多，他就越能够面对挑战。
So children, do you know your grandparents' story?
那么孩子们，我要问你们喽，你们。了解你们祖父母的故事吗？
So maybe after this, you're going to find a setting to ask your grandparents, ask your parents.
那么也许在今天之后，你会找一个机会来问你的父母、你的祖父母他们的故事。
So 2004, I hosted my own family reunion, so I asked my father to share his story to my children.
那么在2004年的时候，我办了一次家族的聚会，那邀请我的父亲把他的生命故事来跟我的孩子分享。
And many things I heard about it first time.
连我自己都是第一次听到很多有关他的故事。
So we need to connect our story.
所以我们真的要把我们之间的世代的故事连接在一起。
Especially if you are a Christian, you share that how you became a Christian to your children, the grandchildren.
所以呢，尤其是你是一个基督徒，你要跟你的孩子，甚至是你的孙子分享你是如何成为基督徒的。
And to let us share your story how you came to America just with nothing, and now you have so many.
要分享说你来到美国的时候一无所有，现在你拥有这么多是如何发生的
？So cheer your home for granted. What you have now is because your parents or your grandparents worked very hard for it.
那么今天孩子们常常视为理所当然所拥有的一切，是因为你们的祖父母、你们的父母辛勤工作累积下来。
Second, we need to reconnect our relationship.
另外第二点就是我们要重新连接我们的关系。
When COVID happened, I asked some of my church members, "Wow, now great, now you can have a dinner together now, right?"
有的时候我会问我的教会里的教友说，啊，好棒啊，现在你们可以一起吃晚餐了吧？
But he says, "No, when we all log in the home, but we still eat with little kids. They said, we still eat, the children eat their own in their own room."
所以呢，但是有些教友居然回答说，在疫情期间，虽然我们通通都关在隔离在家里。但到了吃饭的时候，大家都在自己的房间里吃自己。
But at a lot of this magazine, she said the fine study that importance of eating together.
但是呢，在《大西洋》杂志里面有一篇文章提到一起吃饭的重要性。
And she said if the kids eat more time with the family, they're going to be healthier, they can do better in the school.
她甚至发现呢，说一起家庭共晚餐的那个孩子们在学校的表现会更好。
So don't underestimate the power, the importance of eating together.
所以呢，不要低估了一起吃饭的这个重要性。
And that's why the Sabbath is so important for Jewish family.
所以呢，为什么这个安息日对犹太人这么重要
？Every week, they have this setting to enjoy the relationship with family, and for parents, especially father, to share to teach God's word to their family.
所以呢，因为每一个礼拜他们都有这样一个机会，家族可以聚会在一起，让他们的父母甚至是祖父母来教导孩子。
And I talk about this. Even the Bible says, "The grandchildren are the crown of the age, and the glory of children is their fathers."
那么箴言里面也这么说，子孙是老人的冠冕，父母是儿女的荣耀。
I often feel very sad as I see that the grandchildren today has very good relationship. They don't have a very good relationship with their grandparents.
我可以看到今天呢，很多的孩子跟他们祖父母并没有很好的关系。
I'm really, really thankful that when my kids are young, my parents live in Taiwan, so every summer they come to visit me.
我很感恩说，当我的孩子还小的时候呢，我的父母还在台湾，但他们几乎每个暑期都来访问我。
So I thought about it. My father was an elementary school teacher.
我的那个父亲是一个小学的老师。
So I said, "Oh, father, since you are here, they said, why don't you run our summer camp? Run our summer camp, 夏令营。
So 呢，他说如果当他父亲来到的时候，他说既然你在这里，那我们就来举办夏令营吧。
So I don't need to spend a lot of money send my kids to summer camp.
所以呢，我不需要花很多钱把我的孩子送去夏令营。
Oh, my father is so happy, so he teach my children, Maui.
所以我的父亲非常高兴，他就利用这个机会教我的孩子写毛笔字
，and then play chess，
还跟他们一起下棋
，drawing，
还一起画画。
That was the best investment I have really. Just every day I came back home, I see my kid with such close relationship with my father.
这是我做过最好的投资了，因为每一天我回来，我都看到我的孩子跟我的父亲有越来越亲密的。
Later on, they're getting too old, they cannot travel, so we travel back. My children would especially enjoy the time to pray with my father.
那么后来他们年纪大了，不能再来美国，就变成我的孩子每年回去拜访他们，而且跟他们一起祷告。
So maybe somehow you want to save the money to send them to the school, which is very expensive. Some can just be in family together.
所以呢，把这些送去夏令营那么昂贵的这个经费省下来，就可以把它投入在这个家庭团聚的时间里。
Another one book is also very called Sticky Faith. Sticky Faith. I don't know how to translate Sticky Faith. 很黏的信仰。
就是呢，是那个粘度很高的信仰。
Oftentimes we think if I have a Sunday school, I have one teacher to five students. This is very pretty. It's very very good ratio, right? One teacher, five students.
那么通常我们想说，哦，到了这个礼拜天的时候，那个圣经学校一个老师教五个学生，这已经是非常好的比例了。
But the book said we should be 5-1, not 1-5.
那在这本书里面提到的是，应该是五个人来教一个孩子，而不是一个人教五个孩子。
Oh, it doesn't mean be a teacher, but the book said you need to have 5 adults to know to connect with this young man.
他这里不是在讲老师哦，他是在讲说要应该有五个成年人来跟这个年轻的孩子做连接。
So I especially find 5 people that connect with me when I grew up.
那么所以呢，我觉得当我在这个成长的过程当中，我找到了五个成年人。
The last one is my Sunday school principal.
那么这一位呢，是我孩子的这个主日学的校长。
When I grew up, when I go to church every Sunday, I saw him stand at the door to greet everybody.
那么每一个主日的时候，当我到学校去，我看到他在门口欢迎每一个人。
Actually, later on, I become an English pastor. Really, that's it.His mother's influence me a lot.
那后来呢？当我自己成为这个英语牧师教会的牧师的时候，他是我的一个模范啊。
Because he know anybody in the church, young and old.
因为呢，那位牧师他老师他几乎校长几乎认识那个里面的所有人，不管是成年人还是孩子。
And two middle ones, they're my Sunday school teacher.
那么中间呢，是我孩子的这个主日学老师。
The left corner is my one of the elders.
那么另外左边呢是我们教会的一个长老。
Upper left is a choir director. Choir director,
另外就是诗班的指挥。
So when I grew up, they invest their life with me.
所以当我在成长的过程中，他们呢都把他们投资在我的身上。
So this is a great setting. We all worship together.
所以呢，这是一个我们可以一起来敬拜的非常好的。
So you can get to know each other.
所以大家可以彼此认识。
We don't just look at the peer.
我们呢不光只是看台讲台。
啊，不，同辈的。
啊，不光看是同辈的。
The parent you can look around those young people.
那么年长的人也可以旁边看看认识你的年轻人。
What's your name?
你的名字叫什么呢
？So if you know get to know Johnny every Sunday when you see Johnny come, you just say, "Hey, Johnny, how's your week?"
那么如果你认识 Johnny， 那么每个礼拜你在这边看到 Johnny， 说可以问问他，哎，你这周过得怎么样啊
？And the children also look around. Who are your friends' parents or grandparents?
那么孩子们，你也可以抬头看看啊，你的朋友他们的爸爸妈妈跟祖父母是谁呢
？And maybe some will be your future in-law.
说不定呢，有些人会成为将来你的岳父母啊，或者是你的公公婆婆啊。
So God wants us to all connect together.
神要我们都互相连接在一起。
Well, last one, we want to connect our heart.
最后一个是我们的心要连接在一起。
This is the last verse of the Old Testament.
这本书呢是圣经里面的最后一本书。
We know it very well.
我们知道的非常清楚。
We see the problem in the society.God already tell us how to solve it.
我们看见这个社会的问题，神已经启示我们可以怎么样来解决这个问题。
To turn father's heart to children and children's heart to the father.
那就是父亲的心要转回向儿女，而儿女的心要转回向父亲。
I know sometimes it's probably the most difficult thing for us to do in the family.
那我相信这也是很多人认为我们应该在家庭里面做的。
Because we Chinese say.We all have a very, very difficult book to read in the Bible.
因为呢
No, but we have a very difficult book to read in the home.
我们人人中说家家有本难念的经。
Very good, thank you. Yeah, so that's a book, the title said, Forgiven Our Father and Mother, Finding Freedom from Hurt and Pain.
有一本书呢是这么说的：原谅我们的父亲和母亲，从伤害跟怀恨中寻找自由。
If our family are to flourish, we need to learn and practice way of forgiving those who have had the greatest impact upon us, our mothers and fathers.
他说，如果我们的家庭要蓬勃发展，我们需要学习和实践去原谅对我们影响最大的
Probably,
我的父亲和母亲。
Probably this is the most difficult and the most important thing for us to do.
这也许是最重要，也对我们来说是最困难的一个事情。
But that's the key.
但是呢，这是关键。
The parents' presence to the children, to the next generation, is very, very important.
因为父母在孩子面前的存在是非常非常重要的祝福。
So you see, from the Old Testament time to today, the blessing has been an impact, important gift offered to Jewish children. In fact, it has been a duty for parents to their children.
因为光是从旧约时代到今天呢，祝福一直是在圣经里提到，犹太人给孩子们最重要的礼物。
Okay.
也是这个父母对孩子的责任。
So we see in the Old Testament that the Jacob blessed his children, right?
所以呢，在旧约里面，我们看到雅各祝福他的所有的儿子。
That's God's one parent to do the blessing to the children.
那就是神要父母们做的，就是祝福他们的孩子。
Growing up, I don't have a very close relationship with my father.
我在成长的过程中，跟我父亲的关系并不亲近。
He was an elementary school teacher.
他是一个小学老师。
But he also in charge in our school's discipline. We call.训导主任，
那么他呢，也是学校里的训导主任，管纪律的。
So if he say attention, the entire school kid, nobody dare to move.
如果呢，他说大家现在注意了，所有的孩子都不敢动。
But we are, I have a totally four siblings, including me. So my father also need to do tutoring afterwards, so he doesn't really have time for us.
我们家里有四个小孩，那我父亲常常在下课时候还要做家教，所以他根本没有时间来管我。
So, there's only two conversations we usually have.
所以呢，很少有跟他谈话的机会。
So, first conversation is go to buy cigarette.
第一个他常常跟我讲到的话就是帮我去买香烟。
Because he has a lot of stress, so he smokes a lot. Okay, got it. I just need to know.You know, in from Taiwan, the brand of cigarette called Long Life.
那你知道，我也常常说好，父亲叫我去买烟，我就说知道了，我去买。那台湾那个时候很流行抽的是长寿烟。
Very ironic, right?
非常讽刺哦。
The second conversation we have is go to buy medicine.
第二个他常常对我说的话就是去买药。
Because he often has a quarrel with my mom, and then he would have a headache. So I said, okay, when he said it, I know what kind of.Medicine, he doesn't say much because always said the brain just go to buy.
那么呢，因为他跟我母亲常常争吵，那么他一争吵呢就会头痛。当他跟我就去买药的时候，他不用多说，我就知道要买什么药。
So when I went to college out of town, so whenever I call home, if he pick up the phone, he would say, "Oh, your mom is here."
那么当我呢离家去外面读大学的时候，我打电话回家，如果他接到我的电话，他马上就会说，哦，你妈在这跟他讲话。
Probably that is the a lot of people pet with father like that.
那我相信很多人可能家里也有像这样的父亲。
So in 2004, I host a reunion in New York.
所以在2004年，我在纽约呢办了一次家庭重聚。
But four of us, we have a secret plan, they said.That Saturday we're going to have a family worship, but we want to get it back. We want to accuse our father.
那么呢，我们那个四个孩子呢，就有一个秘密的安排说，哈，我们那一天聚会的时候呢，我们就要报复我们的父亲。
We want to talk about, you know, can you imagine the Christian? We all Christian, you know, and we want to use family worship to do this something.
你知道吗？我们都是基督徒，结果呢，我们决定在家族聚会的时候呢，要跟我们的父亲算账。
算账。But that Saturday, the Sunday before the Saturday.
但是呢，在那个家庭聚会的那个周六之前的一个主日呢。
Back then, my church also worshiped in a hotel, just like you worship in school. So every Sunday, we got to move a lot of equipment in and out.
那么那个时候，我们的教会呢是在一个旅馆啊里面聚会，就像你们在这个学校里聚会一样，所以我们有很多的设备需要搬来搬去。
We have a portable bookshelf.
那我们有一个可以移动的书架。
So that Sunday, I want to move the bookshelf back to the storage room.
那么那天呢，我们是要把书架移回那个储藏室。
Just having one book is not pretty right, so I pick it up. I want to put it back.
那么有一本书没有放在对的位置上，我就把书捡起来要放回它原本的位置。
But when I pick it up, I look at the title, I was shocked.
当我捡起那本书，我看到书的这个名称的时候，我自己都非常的震动。
Honoring your parents' wedding recipe.
那么那个书的名字叫做说尊崇你的
尊荣父
母
带来祝福，
尊荣父母带来祝福。
So I brought it back to home to me.
所以我就把那本书带回家去读了。
When I was reading, the Holy Spirit just like a knife cut into my heart.
当我在读的时候，圣灵就像一把刀子刺进我的心。
I cry and repent of that.
我呢痛哭而且向神悔改。
God forbid me to do that.
那么神命令我要怎么做
？So I said, what shall I do?
那我应该怎么做呢
？So I thought about Jacob, bless his children.
那我就想着说，雅各呢祝福了他的孩子。
So I talked to my father, say, "Oh, this coming Saturday, can you pray for four of us?"
那我就跟我的父亲说，那我们聚会的那个周六，你可不可以为我们每个孩子祷告呢
？And can you also write it down? I want to keep that as a record.
你也可不可以把它写下来，因为我要保存起来
？And my father said, "Okay."
我父亲就说好啊。
But do you know before that, my father seldom speak about any spiritual thing, not even mention about prayer.
那么你知道吗？在这之前，其实我父亲很少谈属灵的事情，更很少谈到什么祷告。
We all know that in the home, we want to pray. Oh, mom, you pray, right? No.
那我们常常想说，哦，可能发生的情况就是他会叫我妈妈来祷告。
And the day after that, when I come back home, I saw the Bible and the book about prayer disappear from my study room.
那么我回家的时候，发现说有关于祷告跟这个祝福的书不见了。
My mom said, "Wow, you didn't know your father working so hard every night until midnight."
你知道吗？他我妈跟我说，你爸真的非常用功啊，每天都读到深夜。
And this Saturday came.
然后呢，那个周六来到。
He took out the sheet and prayed for each one.
他呢就把他准备好的这个纸拿出来，然后一个一个的为我们祷告。
It was a spiritual breakthrough of my family.
那是我们整个家庭一次属灵上的突破。
So, this is the book.
这就是这本书。
And, you know, after that, when I call back to Taiwan,
你知道吗？在那之后，当我打电话回台湾的时候
，My father know exactly the time when I will call a certain hour, right?
因为我父亲非常清楚我什么时候会打电话回去。
So when he pick up the phone, he doesn't need to ask who are you.
所以当他拿起电话的时候，他通常都不用问说你是谁啊。
And he answer in English.
他呢会用英文回答我。
My good son.
我的好儿子。
Wow.
Wow.
You know, that's exactly Steve, what our Heavenly Father spoke a couple of times to Jesus in public, said, "This is my good son."
你知道吗？这就是我们的神。在圣经里面对耶稣好几次说的，这是我的爱子，我所喜爱的。
God already prepared the way out for us to turn from the curse to blessing.
神已经为我们从脱离咒诅进入祝福准备好了一条道路。
So when we reconnect,
所以当我们能够重新再连接在一起
，So God's promise to Abraham will be fulfilled.
那神对亚伯拉罕的应许就会实现。
This is our challenge today.
这就是我们今天的挑战。
God's heart for our generations.
就是要明白神对我们世代的心。
We're going to use this song to respond.
我们接下来要用这首歌来回应神。
And as we sing, and begin again, if you can start to move your family together, sit around with the parent, your family together.
那么，当我们在唱歌的时候，你可不可以请大家跟你的家庭坐在一起，跟你的家
庭 ？And I know some of you, if you're a parent, you're by yourself here, then you adopt someone. You know someone you know that there's no kids or no run. Then you adopt them, right? So nobody be alone, right?
所以说，你今天是父母，但是你的孩子不在场，你也可以把这些父母不在身边的孩子呢，就是拉到你的身边来，所以没有人会被这个。
So after we sing, that we're going to have parents to pray for the children.
那在我们这个唱完回应的诗歌之后，我们会让父母来为孩子。
Our grandparents,
或者是
pray for your grandchildren
来为子孙祷告。
Or maybe the grandchildren can pray for your grandparents and your parents.
甚至呢，这些小孩子可以为你的父母还有你的祖父母祷告。
Okay, let's sing this verse.
好，让我们现在先唱这首歌。
Okay, let's all stand up.
大家请站起来。
将荣耀能力归 和华在宝座前齐声敬拜他。
We
thank you, you give us family.
谢谢你给了我们家庭。
And now we know that the family is where you go, the blessing will come through the family.
我们知道你给了我们家庭，而祝福会从家庭而来。
And today we respond to your word to reconnect our family.
所以今天我们回应你，让我们的家庭能够重新连接在一起。
And from our one family, we connect with other family, and this church will be the family connect together.
那么从我们的家庭，我们可以跟别的家庭连接在一起，所以整个教会可以连接在一起。
And you bless this church mightily, so the blessing will flow from this church.
所以主啊，愿你真的是祝福这个教会，使我们团结连接在一起。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You can be seated.
好，请大家坐下。